of linnet's song and lemon blossom. Aedion was sweet wine drummed by peasant boys.
Have I turned mad with grief at last?
My little Isabella.
It cannot be. As sure as earth and sky, as sun and moon, as all that is, I know this is not so. And yet, my lost Lorenzo, is it you?
It is.
Murky prayer or candle, but our love has brought me here.
I dare not kiss you, for in dreams it is this moment that you melt to air, and I
but you have kissed me once and not awoken.
Fragile sleep cannot endure such fire. I dare not try again.
Or else he sees not a dream and you can kiss and kiss. It is I who stand before you in as earth and sky.
And what if those three upright fellows, your good brothers, would unite you with?
I have not chosen one.
You must be sorely pressed to pick when faced with such a galaxy of lofty ways and worthy attitudes.
You are unkind, Lorenzo. If you knew how I had pined for you, you would not taunt.
And if you knew how I have nourished my illicit love, sustaining this bruised heart upon its secret radiance, you would not doubt of that stifled hope and impotent desire, not spite imbue my words. Had I been born of higher stock, not struggled from ignoble roots to less ignoble heights, your brothers might have thought me more your match. I grant a petty clerk is no great catch.
Were you the gilded prince of Babylon, who wrestles bulls and can command the stars, the mighty emperor of all Cathay, or even that Egyptian king, they say has conquered death and keeps him as his slave. I
have I done to earn such rare affection?
Precious chick.
For shame! Would common courtesy not prompt you knock before intruding on my privacy?
What, sister, prudish with your school time guard and tireless
pickerback? One who held you pale and trembling as you choked and struggled in the sea.
Or bowed his back to stroke on stroke for sisterly misdeeds.
Or your pretty tales as you lay flushed and feverish.
Will you not realize I'm done with pickerback and tails?